Oyez. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of... What are we doing today? Let's call it Budget Nature Expeditions. We're on a budget. We're out in nature. Well, actually, I'm in my car just now getting out. And we're on an expedition. What are we looking for today? I don't know. But I should tell you that my name is Tobe. I'm the leader of this expedition. And I'm at a nature preserve right in the middle of town. One of very, very few in the world. I'm taking off my sunglasses because it is a sunny and clear and bright day. And it is still unseasonably warm, although it is a little bit cooler today than it has been. It's about 45 degrees right now, shortly after noon local time. I'm walking around the shed looking for Matis. There's no Matis under there, but I wish there were. Oh, let's see. I guess I should take my camera out of my pocket just in case we run into any types o dudes. It could happen. I see squirrels running around in the trees. And, I forgot my duck call. But that's okay. It is oddly still. It's been breezy the last couple days, not today. It's supposed to be warmer today. My back is itchy. Is it because the sun is beating down on me? I don't know. Okay, so I'm walking along and I'm having a good time. Lots of little birds flying around thinking, hey, it must be springtime. I think my body has been fooled into thinking it's springtime too. I know my cat has been fooled into thinking it's springtime. Because she has recently been forcing me to open the back door so she can sit on her bucket and watch the birdies that are flying around outside. Because that's what cats do. At least that's what cats do when they live in my house. Other than that, not much has been going on. I've got some football games I need to watch today. Starting here in about an hour, we're back to the Champions League. Champions League has resumed in the knockout stages. I'm very excited about it. It's the best football in the world. If you want to watch good football, this is what you need to see. The UEFA Champions League. I thought I saw something moving over there in the forest, but no. I don't think that was much of anything. Okay. Yes, so we're in the knockout rounds of the Champions League, and yesterday I watched Barcelona, one of my favorite teams of late, and they played PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, a French team from Paris, hence the name. Paris Saint-Germain, or Germain. And, oh boy, Barcelona lost. And they lost big time. 4-0. That's terrible. I mean, PSG is good. They're a powerhouse, and they've been gearing up for a big run. But boy, oh boy. Okay. So, here I am, standing on the bank of the sub pond, wondering if I should go out onto the ice. There's nothing going on out here. There's no geese hiding about. And, oh, this is sketchy, but here we are, out on the ice. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's very crackly crunchity. I gotta really be paying attention where I walk, because there are some spots where it's thin enough that it will break under my weight. Zip, 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 I'm zipping around. Okay, so now, ooh, like this area. Is this safe? There's a hole over there. crack, crunch, crunch. I'm looking down into Turtle Bay. My God, can you hear that? Crunkety crunch crunch. I'm looking for my mink buddy down here in Turtle Bay. I don't see him anywhere. Minky, Minky! That's my mink call. Oh, yeah, we need to get off this ice. This is probably not the brightest idea. But then again, I'm not known for my great ideas. Wait, or am I? I don't know. Oh boy. I should also take this time to let you know. How did I get in here? This is some dangerously thin ice in spots. You should also know that we're still running on extremely low battery. And, man, how did I get out here? I need to, yeah. And we could go bingo battery at any moment. So if this narrative is suddenly interrupted and suddenly you hear something else like music or sound effects, you will know that we have lost juice and could no longer remotely broadcast this exciting and live episode of the Budget Nature Expeditions. Why do I say, oh, this is live? Well, how do you want me to prove it? Would a time check be sufficient for you? If I told you the exact time, would you know that this was live? Of course you would. It's 1938 UTC. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk, and wow, yeah, the ice is really receded. It's a good 15 meters from the bank now. And I bet if we came out here further, we could walk around out here, but looks kind of wet in places and thin in other places. I'm looking for goosers. Yeah, here's some goosers right out here at the end of the boardwalk. I've got a ways to go. I see moving water. Is there a scratty swimming underneath the boardwalk? Where's my muskrats? Where's my minks? Where's my dudes that like to stink? Muskrats, muskrats, and minks, hooray! And foxes and skunks. You know, that's the weirdest thing. I've probably mentioned it before, but I've never seen a skunk here at Herrenhaven, which is really bizarre, because you would think you would see them in here. I've seen skunks in other places very close by. Remember, kind of in the valley of the Papio Creek here, a creek that most people would call a river. Yeah, we are losing ice. Ice is going away. You know, if we go out to the secret... Shut up! What are you honking at? These guys are just honky-honky business. Oh my God, honk, honk, honk. As you know, my secret mushroom ground isn't even, oh, half a mile, three quarters of a mile. Maybe a full mile away, I don't know. And I see skunks over there all the time. I've seen skunks in the skunkiest, strange places. But never here at Herrenhaven. I've seen a lot of other weird animals here at Herrenhaven. Like foxes and these geese who are being obnoxious for no reason. Oh yeah, we're so goosey. And of course we get snoodlers here. I've seen minks here. I've even seen an otter here. But never a skunk. Honk, honk, honk. Man, oh man. Okay, so I'm leaving the boardwalk. Still got my camera in my hand. I'm looking around, trying to find something interesting. Oh, yay, yay, yay. Oh, and you're not going to believe what I did yesterday. You're not, even if I tell you, you're not going to believe it. You're just going to say, Tobe, you were just making up bizarre stories to entertain us. And no, this is absolutely a true story about what I did yesterday. I did a bunch of stuff, and then I ate. And then when And after I ate, I kind of didn't feel good. Not terrible, but, you know, not totally sick, but just sort of on the verge of being ill. So I sat down, and this was after my football game. So I sat down, and I was like, oh, I gotta lay down. And so I was laying down on the floor, and there was nothing on TV. Because, like I said, my football game just got over. So I was flipping around the channels, and guess what was just starting on some, I don't know, wasn't a movie channel, probably some girly channel. Either way, Twilight was on. Yes, the first film of the Twilight series. And I, because there was nothing on, I actually watched it. I actually watched most of it. You know, with Bella Swan and Cedric Diggory. And he's the captain of the Quidditch team. And she's a ingenue from Phoenix, Arizona. And they fall in love because he's a sparkly vampire who can run really fast. And he can read minds, except he can't read her mind. And then I kind of dozed off there for a while. And then when I started paying attention to it again, there was more vampires, and they were trying to kill Bella. And, oh, they were Bella and Cedric Diggory, the sparkly diamond vampire. They're in love. And Shark Boy, Taylor Lautner, is no longer Shark Boy. Now he's Wolf Boy. And the vampires and the wolves don't like each other, and blah, blah, blah. It was tedious. I find it weird that they're so in love after, you know, knowing each other for 2 weeks. But I guess that's, you know, all a part of his vampire captain of the Quidditch team Hufflepuff powers or whatever. Oh. It was tedious. But, you know, there's a couple of things I liked about the movie. I liked that one vampire girl who had that haircut that I didn't like. And even though I didn't like her haircut, you know, it was just popular at the time. I liked the way she pitched the baseball because, you know, they go out to a field in the middle of nowhere during a thunderstorm to play vampire baseball. Yeah, vampire baseball. Shouldn't you be playing Quidditch, Cedric Diggory? So they played vampire baseball, and one of the vampire girls, I liked the way she pitched. I don't understand why they were playing baseball. Don't they have better vampire games? Like Bitey Bitey's Kill Kill? I don't know. So anyway, the thing that I liked about it is I just liked the way it looked. You know, it's always dreary and dark and rainy because it's in Washington. So, okay, that was neat. And there were some neat scenes of forests. I want to go to a forest in Washington because they're different than the forests here. In the forests in Washington, there's lots of moss everywhere and all this weird stuff. And it's like, damn, I want to go there. Probably a lot of great mushrooms, too. But that was the weird part about it. They didn't show any mushrooms. I'm standing in the big blind, looking out at the delta. There's a couple geese. There's a bunch of geese everywhere. There's a bunch of ducks. Pretty much the same old stuff going down here in Goose Town. I don't see any. Oh, I see a turtle! Yes, there's a little turtle. He's swimming up to the halfway submerged tree that has fallen right here in front of the blind. And he's thinking, oh, I think I'm going to crawl out on, get up on this log and sun myself because it's a very sunny day. Yes, it looks like, I think he's looking at me. I think he's worried about me. No, he's kind of climbing up on the log a little bit. Yeah, it's a western painted box turtle. Hi, Mr. Turtle. Yay, so we're seeing something other than geese out here today. Yeah, he's slowly climbing out onto the onto the part of the log that sticks up, and he's gonna catch some rays, because that's what turtles do. And now I'm turning around. I'm leaving the big blind. And I'm gonna walk out of here, because we got football we gotta watch. I've been very productive today. I've been a very, very good boy. What did I do today? I was doing bureaucracy. I organized some papers. This is the funny part. I organized some papers. Then I went to the library where they have a fairly cheap copier. And I copied some papers. And then I came home and then I organized the papers that I copied. And I folded them up and I put them in an envelope. I haven't mailed the envelope yet. Because I'm thinking, you know, it would be really handy if I had another paper. Because papers are so fun. Oh yeah, and when I got home, I checked my mail. And in the mail, I had two awesome things. One, another letter from the people I'm going to send the papers to. But this is for more papers next month that they're sending me already. And I haven't even sent them the papers for this month yet. And, so papers. Papers, papers, papers. Am I ahead of the game? I might be. I'm confused. But I'm always confused. So, I don't know what to tell you. And the other thing I got in the mail today was this big, full-size, you know, like 8.5 by 11, little magazine, full color, full page bleeds on every page. Center stapled, it was about 8 pages altogether. And it was this beautiful piece of propaganda. It was a big advertisement slash invitation to go see some show. Shen Yun, brought to us by the local Falun Gong. No, they're not Falun Gong. They're Falun something else. Falun Dara. So yeah, there's this big show coming, and I would love to see it. But the cheapest tickets are $75. And the most expensive tickets are $150, which, I don't know. I don't know what the prices of tickets are supposed to be these days, but I can't afford $75 to go be entertained for 2 hours. Although it would be pretty awesome, because I really want to see this show. It comes through here quite often, like every spring it seems like, because this is not the first time I've seen this advertisement. But yeah, the longer I wait, the more expensive it's going to get. And don't I know people in these businesses that can give me free tickets? Geez, not anymore, I don't. Back when I was younger, I knew tons of people. Hey, comp me for this show. Give me some tickets. Yeah, okay. Do. Not anymore. So I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't know. Hey, I hear some bird talking to me. Oh, there he is. He's up there in the tree, where birds are always hanging out. Well, looks like once again I brought my camera out here for nothing. I didn't see anything to take a picture of. And I saw no dudes. Well, except, you know, birds and stuff. And that turtle. He's a dude. Pretty happy to see him. I don't know why I come out here. Well, obviously I come out here to walk around and get exercise and enjoy the fresh air and do all my fun stuff. But yeah, it might be a while before we see some dudes. The good news is it's supposed to be really warm for the next few days, still unseasonably warm. All the ice will probably melt and all that. So Yeah, we're probably going to be going outside. But right now, I need to head back home, watch my football, and eventually make some lunch. So I'll get out my keys, and I'll open the car door here. And the next time you hear my voice, we'll be back at my house. It'll probably take about 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And that obviously means we have returned to the studio. I'm surprised the batteries didn't give out on us yet. And now we are, you know, plugged into the wall, doing wall juice. And I'm sitting here in front of my computer looking at the boop room of Calm. And Petey Boy has just made the comment, corgis versus zombies. There was some comments about games. Oh, this should be a game. That should be a game. We should make a game about this. And then Petey Boy jumps in with corgis versus zombies. And, wow. That has given me pause for thought. I'm not really a dog person, but I kind of like corgis because the Queen of England likes corgis. And whenever you see, you know, the Queen of England, they've got all those corgis running around all the time. So, you know, that could be done. I'm not a zombie guy. I hate zombies. And I hate designing zombie games, but I have in the past because other people wanted them. So, oh, you got to help me do this game, blah, blah, blah. It's blah, blah versus zombies. Oh, great. So now I have corgis versus zombies on the brain. And I was thinking, well, what if they're the royal corgis? What if the game was Queen Elizabeth's corgis against zombies? Like, oh no, zombies are taking over the UK and the only defense is, you know, the Queen and her dozens of corgis. I don't know. I've got to think about it some more. I don't know where I'm going with that. Okay, so it's that time. It is that time to be watching football. So we have to grab all the equipment here and go out of the studio. And go into the TV room. And look what's on. It's Champions League. Oh, and look who's here. Who's this fluffy person? It's a kitty. It's a kitty named Pippa who's walking around. And I think she wants to do kitty stuff. But she doesn't know that it's time for Champions League. And now all my cords are all tangled up. This is a pain. Okay, got all the cords straightened out here. And what's going on? Oh, we got the coin flip. And who's the referee today? Oh, it's that Serbian guy that I like. Milorad Rasic, or something. I can't pronounce his name very well. And today's game is Arsenal. Arsenal FC from England. And they are playing... who? They're showing the Arsenal lineup, and yeah, all my favorite guys are playing. Oh, they got Ospina in instead of Petrček in the goal. Welbeck, Walcott, Giroud are all on the bench. That's unusual. Oxlade-Chamberlain is starting. That's awesome. I like that guy. And I think they're playing Bayern Munich from Germany, if memory serves. Yes. And here's Bayern guys. This ought to be a good game. I'm kind of excited. Where is this being played? It looks like this is being played in Munich. Yes, this is Munich. And Arsenal kicks off, and here we go. The game has started. What's my kitty doing? Oh, my kitty's just sitting over there about 2 meters away. Looking very fluffy. Are you fluffy? Yes, so fluffy. We're sitting on the floor. And it occurs to me that my back door is still open. Because when I got home, I had to open up the door. The cat came out and was like, yang, 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 yang. And she kept running up by the door. So I have opened the door. And I even put out lots of sunflower seeds to attract the birds. But somebody decided, oh, we're not going to watch birds right now. I wonder if this means if I should close the door. Oh, and look at this. Ho-ho! Iron Robin has scored in the 11th minute of the game for Bayern Munich. Wowzo, wowzo. So they're up 1-0 now. And now there's loud sounds happening outside my house. What is going on? No, it's just the construction crew, the roofing crew next door, packing up all their stuff, throwing it into the back of the truck. Boom, boom, boom. So all the leftover shingles and everything. Hooray. Yeah, I heard a little pounding this morning, but I'm glad that the roof is finished. I don't have to be awakened by that noise anymore. But today, guess what woke me up? I heard loud truck noises and beeping of trucks backing up happening right in front of my house, and I looked out because it was very annoying. And there was a city truck doing something in the manhole, you know, where Hole Watch used to be. And I thought, oh my God, are they trying to fix the hole again? But no, apparently not. They were doing something. I don't know what it was, but it didn't take them very long, and then they left. So, hooray! And maybe it has something to do with some sewer stuff, because it occurs to me that yesterday I saw some kind of Roto-Rooter type of truck out in front of my other neighbor's house. And something else, that house across the street from me that was for sale has apparently been purchased. I've seen people moving stuff into it, and I've seen other utilities trucks parked outside apparently getting stuff ready. So apparently I have some new neighbors. I haven't seen them yet. I did see people moving, you know, there was a big like U-Haul rental truck parked in the driveway, and there was a bunch of people moving stuff, but I couldn't tell who actually owned the house. There was just lots of people milling about. And so, yay, I have new neighbors, but I don't know who they are or know anything about them. And apparently they have Lay's potato chips in Germany. Uh-oh, Bayern Munich is threatening again. I'm looking at the hoardings, the advertising hoardings around the field here. And it says Lay's potato chips. Now it says Heineken beer. And there's a lot of bath towns in Germany. I can see all the ultras signage. You know, all the ultra groups hang their banners. And there's a lot of towns named Bad something. There's Bad Imnau and Bad other things. And wow, there's just so many, it's not even funny. And if I remember correctly, these are bath towns, spa towns. If I go to Germany, I could go to all these towns that have baths, and I could take a bath everywhere in Germany where there's a traditional spa town. That would be a good trip for me. I would do that because I think that's awesome. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Taking a Bath Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow to see where I might be bathing or looking for dudes. Who knows? But I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.